Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, June 10th edition. There's a four-game early slate. If you need help with that, I'm on the Fantasy DGen Slack chat, so come slide on in there. Just hit me up on Twitter at BDNTrick, and we'll take care of you on that one. Otherwise, six-game main slate broken down for you right here. My written content, Tuesdays and Thursdays, is the free DraftKings pick, so check that out at rotorballer.com. Monday, Wednesday, Friday is the premium values article. If you want to check out that, sign up for the premium package for the rest of the MLB season. Get you season-long and DFS together. Use promo code Bubba for a discount right there. If you give a rate and review to the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits on iTunes, I would truly appreciate it. And if you're into season-long fantasy baseball, the Bench with Bubba podcast, Tuesday night dropped episode 376 with the one and only Vlad Sedler, talking about some fab strategy for the rest of the year and whatnot. And then on Thursday, I'll be recording with MLB Moving Average Big John Stud. So get all the goodies there for episodes 376 and 377. But you're here for MLB DFS. And we got six games on a Thursday for you. We have four totals. Rockies Marlins total of 7.5. Astros Red Sox 9. Blue Jays White Sox 8.5. Royals A's 8. The other ones are waiting on because of potential pitching situations. Also, weather-wise, we have one game, Giants at Nationals, 50 to 60% chances of rain. So keep an eye on that, but overall, we should be good to go. Pitching on this slate, your only guy over 10K is Max Scherzer at $11,400 at home against the red-hot San Francisco Giants, but it doesn't matter for Max, as he's got 20 or more DK points in seven straight starts or nine of his last 10, and he's got 30 or more in about six of those 10 starts. He's been absolutely outstanding. Even if he gets up runs, usually it's home runs like we talk about, but it's been two earned runs or less in nine of his last 10 starts. And he has seven or more Ks in nine of 10 starts. He's got nine or more in like seven of those starts. He's a machine. It's what Max Scherzer does. Now, the Giants offense is great. We've been riding them. If you want to be super contrarian, sure, I'll pass. They are a team striking out about 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching of late, but their offense is great, hitting 283 or 263 with a 209 ISO and a 125 WRC plus versus right-handed pitching. So they've been on fire. What I would suggest if you're doing the Giants, you take a couple guys that have home run upside, because that's how Max gets beat. He doesn't rarely get shellacked. Now, if you think he is, you want to be contrarian, fine. Otherwise, pay for Max Scherzer and be happy at 11-4. Now, if you're going to save some cash, Hyunjin Ryu is very intriguing in a tournament. We just saw Robbie Ray shut down the White Sox, one of the best teams in all of baseball versus left-handed pitching. And he now Hyunjin will get the chance. The White Sox are striking out 30% of the time versus left-handed pitchers over the last couple weeks with a 235 average, 191 ISO, 107 WRC+. So as a whole, the offense is good, but a 30% K rate is pretty, pretty intriguing. So Hyunjin Ryu, if you want to be very, very contrarian at the pay-up spot, is in play today in tournaments. But otherwise, go up to Max Scherzer or save some cash with Trevor Rogers at home against the Road Rockies. Trevor Rogers started out the season guns blazing. He's quieted down a bit, but he's still getting you 17, 18 points plus night in and night out. So that's very, very strong when it comes to Trevor Rogers. It's the strikeouts are kind of backed up. Still five or more Ks in pretty much every start. But most importantly, two earned runs or less in eight of his last nine of his last 10 starts. So it's the strikeouts that have kind of slowed down to kind of give the big 25, 30 plus point performances we saw with Trevor Rogers earlier, but he's still been very effective. So don't think just because you're looking at game logs, there's more to it. He's been very good. Now he gets the Road Rockies in Miami here, a Colorado team that is striking out about 20% of the time versus lefties with a 97 WRC plus. So you can definitely take advantage of the Rockies as we've seen over recent days. So Trevor Rogers at 9K, maybe more of a cash game play than a tournament play. I think your tournament plays either take Ryu, take the gamble on Hyunjin Ryu against the White Sox, or just pay up for Scherzer. Rodgers, you can use in both formats. I don't care. I just don't know if his ceiling is the same as like a Scherzer. It's not the same as a Scherzer, but he might have a pretty safe floor against the Rockies. I could see Rodgers having some good times there. So even Garrett, the lefty Garrett, made his MLB debut on Wednesday. I think he struck out five or so in like his three or four innings. So he was effective. Rodgers should be just fine. Saving some cash here. Frankie Montas, $8,100 at home against the Kansas City Royals. Montas is going basically 5 to 6 innings in every start. That's what he does. But he's starting to rack up the Ks, 6 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4 starts. He's limited the damage a little better. He has 20 or more points in 2 of his last 3 starts. He basically has 20 or more in 4 of his last 6 starts. There's always the hiccup that Frankie Montas can go through. But as a whole, he's been very, very effective. And now he's going to be at home, very good pitcher's ballpark, against the Kansas City Royals, a team that we love to stack. We do. But they're also a team on the road, big road trip. They're still playing in Anaheim as we talk right now. It's almost 9 o'clock Pacific time. They're still playing in Anaheim. They're striking out almost 21% of the time versus righties over the last couple of weeks with a 152 ISO and a 102 WRC plus. So they're hitting fine, but the strikeouts will be there. Very good ballpark to pitch in for Frankie Montas, $8,100. Nice cash game playing for you there. If you want to get frisky, I have no problem stacking against Zach Greinke, as you know. If you want to get frisky, you can use him tonight against the Boston Red Sox. 3 of his last 4 starts, he's gone 8 or more innings with 1 run or less. The strikeouts just haven't been there. 3, 4, 5, 8, 5 in his last 5. The strikeouts are why I don't use Zach Greinke. But he's been super effective. He's got you 20 or more DK points in 3 of his last 4 starts. And that was at Toronto, home against San Diego, at Oakland for the 3 successful starts. The Dodgers got to him. So this Boston team can swing it. I kind of like using Boston, but if you want to be contrarian, Greinke at 78 is kind of a deal. You don't always find guys in that 7K range that have 20 to 30 point upside. Zach Greinke has that. That's why he's not a cash game play, but in a tournament, you can look at Zach Greinke in this format against the Boston Red Sox. The only cheap guy I like below Greinke is Anthony DeSclafani at $6,300. You might just get 2 high-priced pitchers tonight. You know, Wednesday was weird. We used cheap pitchers. Well, Thursday, we might have to pay up for pitchers. We'll find value bats. We're good at that. That's what we do on this show. So don't worry about that. We'll find those value bats. But Disco, nice bounce back against the Cubs. His last time out, 6 innings, 2 earned, 4 Ks for 19 points after, you know, the back-to-back starts against the Dodgers, they got to him. Prior to those 2 Dodger starts, the dude was lights out good, though. So looking for a bounce back here against the Washington Nationals. Had a long game, a lot of bullpen in that game. Doesn't really matter because Scherzer should go deep. But should be a pretty worn-down pitching staff for the Nationals. A team striking out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 224 average, 108 ISO, and 75 WRC+. Soto's heating up. That's fine and dandy, but as a whole, that team's been not so productive. So Disco at 63, if you're looking to punch, you can go there. I prefer to use Scherzer, Rodgers, Montas. Those are my favorite 3. Then if you want to get crazy in GPPs, Ryu and Greinke have phenomenal tournament upside at probably low ownership. And then if you need a punt, you go DeSclafani. So if you're making a cash lineup, I want like Scherzer, Rodgers. That'd be my cash build, Scherzer, Rodgers, and find some value bats. That's where we'll be on this slate. Speaking of bats, let's check him out here. Catcher's position on this bad boy. You know, you got Gomes. I'm not paying 51 for Gomes. I'm sorry. But I will pay 46 for Gary Sanchez, who I saw a stat since like late May, like the 26th or 27th, hitting like 340. The dude's crushing baseballs. So you can definitely look at Gary Sanchez. Like he's hit safely in 8 of his last 9 games or 7 of his last 9 games. That's big boy stuff for Gary Sanchez. He's $4,600 and the Yankees get J.A. Happ. So the Yankees are going to be a very, very popular play for very, very good reasons. They strike out a ton versus lefties, but they're starting to heat up. The offense has been pretty bad, but we saw him go off on Wednesday night. I wouldn't be shocked if Happ has a rough one again. So Sanchez at 46 will be a part of a very popular Yankee stack. Some discounted players. You could go to Yasmani Grandal versus Ryu if you so choose, but give me Sean Murphy at 4K versus Mike Minor. Murphy's slowly getting things going. If you look at the StatCast page, his quality of contact just jumps off the page. So eventually the power production is going to keep coming. So Murphy at 4,000, we could definitely look that direction. Below that, though, you're looking for your punt plays. Maybe Plawecki gets to start for Boston. He's 2,800. Ryan Jeffers is a really great value. He's $2,600 versus King of New York, the Yankees. So Jeffers at 26, probably one of my favorite punts. Either have him or you have Maldonado at 22 for the Astros. Those are the 2 punts I'd probably be looking at for now. Unless Riley Adams gets to start for the Blue Jays, got called up, went 1 for 3 with a double in his first game. He's $2,000 bare minimum versus Dallas Keuchel. So again, we're looking for values. No better place than catcher. You got Riley Adams at 2K. You got Maldonado at 22. You got Ryan Jeffers at 26. If you're not paying up, that'll help you get Rodgers and Scherzer in your lineups lickety split. So there you go, right there. First base position, though, I love Toronto tonight versus Dallas Keuchel. Like, Keuchel limits damage. It's hard to stack against Keuchel. I rarely stack against Keuchel. We talk about it on the show all the time. But this Blue Jays offense is so sneaky good. And Keuchel of late, if you've watched his logs, he's not going deep into games. He hasn't gotten through six innings in a while or very often. It's been four innings, some three-inning starts of late. Obviously doesn't get a lot of strikeouts. And that White Sox bullpen is not that good. So if we can get him out of there and you get that Jays team in there, you saw what the Jays did today. The second they took Lance Lynn out in the eighth inning, they had two innings. They put up like five or six runs. If they can get four or five innings of that Chicago White Sox bullpen, that's two to three trips through the batting order for these big boys. So Vladito at 54, big fan of Toronto tonight. Vladito at 54, definitely in play. Zimmerman probably won't start versus the righty DeSclafani tonight, but he double-donged on Wednesday and just – things like that just make you laugh. Like Ryan Zimmerman double-donging in 2021, you got to chuckle. So that's always fun stuff. But below the Vladito price tag, like Jesus Aguilar, Chichi Gonzalez pitching for Colorado tonight. So we will be into some Miami action. Jesus Aguilar, very much a piece of that Miami stack at $4,600. Josh Bell at 41 if you're fading Disco. You could go there, but I'd rather have Yuli Gurriel at 4,000, who hits lefties extremely well. So Yuli at 4,000. Nice little value for you. I wish Kirilloff would get going because $3,800 is way too cheap versus King. He's been struggling, so keep that in mind, but a really nice price tag. I mentioned if you're going to attack Scherzer, you do it with power bats. Brandon Belt's 36 if you want to go there. I'm not sure I'm going to have too much Giants exposure, period, but they have been swinging it so well, it's hard to ignore. Like, yeah, Belt at 36, Wade at 31 if you need a super, super value on this slate. Other than that, not a ton at first base value-wise. I'm pretty much paying up for Aguilar, Vladito. Those are my main guys. And Gurriel, those are my main three at the first base position. At the second base, you got Marcus Semien. Pretty much most Toronto guys, they're on the board tonight. That's just how it's going to go. $5,200 for Semien. Jazz Chisholm's 5K, worth the price tag. He's worth it. The stack I'm going to like with them is Chisholm, Aguilar, Marte, Starling Marte. So Chisholm at 5K, very much alive. Altuve went deep on Wednesday. Houston is in play. Erod's had a rough go this year. Some may say he's been a little unlucky when looking at his overall stats production, but you can definitely look at Altuve at 48. He's got a little bit of a discount after his game. All the Astros got a couple $100 discount, actually. So, yeah, get some Altuve in that one at $4,800. Going down cheaper, though, Jorge Polanco went deep off of Cole on Wednesday. He's 41. Nice price tag because King, he went 5 1/3 in his last start, but he's been quick to the bullpen in his starts. So get some discounted Minnesota guys if you want to bring it back in a very popular Yankees stack. Value-wise, though, maybe Christian Arroyo at 3K. Brendan Rodgers at 28 if you're not using Trevor Rodgers. You can go that route, but there's not a ton value. Like Marwin Gonzalez at 25 against Granke. Not a ton down here at this point in time. Third base position, Rafael Devers, really great place at 56 if you're paying up and using Boston. But Bregman at 5K, he went deep on Wednesday. Perfect piece of the Houston stack as well. Yoan Moncada at 48 if you're fading Ryu. And then Matt Chapman versus Minor. The A's could be a nice little late-night hammer against the lefty Minor. But Gio Urshela is only 4K, which is a really, really good price tag against J.A. Happ as he's swinging it extremely well. So keep him in mind. And then couple others if you need to. No, he's not here. He's in the outfield. They moved him to the outfield. Never mind. DK got it together on that one, so we'll get to him in a bit. Shortstop, can go Trey Turner if you want, but Xander went deep on Wednesday. He's 55. Mentioned Jazz Chisholm at 5,000. Tim Anderson if you're not using Ryu at 48. But really, if you're not using Chisholm, maybe Bogarts, you just save with Carlos Correa at 46 or Bo Bichette at 44 or Gleyber Torres at 43. One of those three guys, you don't have to pay up for the top. You get three elite options in Correa, Bichette, and Torres, who's heating up, and he won't be as popular as the Stanton and Judges in New York. He's still got some exposure to that lineup. So Torres at 43. I don't mind Chad Pinder if you're stacking Oakland. We were playing Pinder in Colorado at like 2,900, and now he's 42 in Oakland against Mike Minor. So Pinder at 42 is a good play. It's just damn, that price has gone up. I'd rather, like, if you're not going the Torres, Bichette, Correa route, I'd rather save and go Brandon Crawford at 35 or Scherzer of all people. Like Crawford's swinging it well. Take the discount. See if you can run into one at 3,500. I mentioned Brendan Rodgers earlier as a punt if you need one as well. Outfield, Judge went deep on Wednesday. He's 56. Soto went deep 55. I like Soto a lot. He's heating up, boys and girls. And the thing is, Judge, not always, usually has to go yard to be productive. Soto can do everything. So that's big if you're differentiating. But Starling Marte is a phenomenal play at 51. We talk about him all the time. So your 5K guys are big. Judge, Soto, and Marte. Use them as stacks. If you want a one-off, I take Soto. But you're grasping at straws in reality. But give me Soto in that one. Now, below 5K, Mark Colon at 48 is a phenomenal price tag. The dude is getting everything done, leading off for the A's. Stanton's up to 47. If you're a regular listener to the show, I've been saying lately when he's like 42 and 43, play him cheap, get that double-dong upside. Well, he double-donged on Wednesday. He's up to 47 for Thursday. Still a decent price tag and a really good matchup for J.A. Happ, but I told you so. Teoscar Hernandez, 44. Yeah, Toronto. Talked about that. Adam Duvall is a nice contrarian piece if you're going deep in Miami. If you're going more than Aguilar and Chisholm and and Marte, if you're going more than those three, Adam Duvall at 43 is a nice contrarian play because most will go to Corey Dickerson, the lefty, versus Chichi. Very much in play. No problem with that. But Duvall brings that power upside. We saw him go deep on Wednesday. Brings that upside that could be nice in a tournament stack with Miami. Grichik went deep on Wednesday's 4K, a nice cheaper piece of Toronto if you want to go there. Andrew Benintendi at 39 has been hitting it well. Kyle Schwarber's only $3,800. We saw him lead off a couple nights ago. He's a nice value against Disco if you're not using Disco. So keep him in mind. Jordan Alvarez at 37. Gurriel at 36 is a great price tag versus Keuchel. Somehow, well, we'll get to him because it's even farther down. But somehow Kyle Tucker's down to 3,200 now. So I usually don't use them that often versus lefties, but that's still $3,200 for Kyle Tucker is pretty outstanding on this one. And then other than that, like there's Dozier, there's Jorge Soler if you're looking for values. The one I was looking for, though, they moved him to the outfield. He should be in pretty much every cash game lineup and almost every tournament lineup. Miguel Andujar is $2,600. The dude hit his fifth home run in his last 10 games tonight. He's hitting everything right now. It's crazy to see. So Miguel Andujar is only $2,600. He's like $2,300 on FanDuel. He should be in a lot of lineups. He's $2,700 on FanDuel, sorry. But he's $2,600 on DK, and he should be in a lot of lineups. So keep Miguel Andujar in your minds. Clint Frazier is $2,300 if you want another piece of New York. But, you know, he might have a good game here or there. Maybe he does on Thursday, but he's so bad. I just ignore him and move on elsewhere. The other one I was looking for, and I didn't see him unless they raised his price, but I'll just do the cheat method here and click on that game. But Miles Straw, he's still down there. I didn't go far enough. He's only 2K for the Houston Astros. He's been batting anywhere from 7th to 9th. So if you want a cheap piece of Houston, and if you just look at his game logs, 6-0-14-17. He puts up points fantasy-wise. He gets on, scores runs, can use his legs and steal some bags. So Straw is a 2K punt. So there's value. We talked about if you want to use the pitchers, you take one of the punt catchers we talked about. You take Andujar at 26. Right there, you're fine. You're done. You're done with your value. But there's a ton of value, especially the outfield as usual. You can mix and match and make it happen. Recapping your pitching real quick. Scherzer is a great play, 11-4. That's simple. I know the Giants offense is outstanding. If they hit him, I'll be happy. But I think he might give up a couple home runs, give up a few runs, but he's going to strike out a ton of them. So Scherzer's very much in play. Rodgers, like Scherzer, Rodgers, cash game combo. But Rodgers is very strong as well at 9K against the Road Rockies. I think Ryu and Greinke are two really good low-owned tournament plays. We know the volatility of both of them in their matchups, but they both bring ceilings. Like Greinke's put up like 25-plus. Like he's put up over 30 in one of his last four games, 23-plus in three of his last four at $7,800. It is Boston. It's challenging, but it's a good tournament-type look. Frankie Montas at 81. I like that versus Kansas City. If you need to punt, go Disclafani. I don't mind it, but I try to avoid it. I try to get Scherzer, Rodgers, and Montas. Those are my big three. And then if you want your GPP angle, Greinke and Ryu is where I'd be going on those ones. Looking at the stacks on this slate, if you want to go Washington versus Disco, I get it. But I like Miami versus Chichi. Always target Chichi. Houston versus Erod. Toronto versus Keuchel. Toronto is probably my favorite one right now. The Yankees will be very, very popular, but for good reason. And if you want to go in Oakland nightcap, you can. But if I have to narrow it down, give me Toronto and Houston. That's simple. I think Miami and Oakland will be your contrarian twist on those ones on this slate. All right, everybody, that'll wrap us up. Six-game slate on a Thursday. Again, if you need help with the four-game slate, I'm on Twitter at BDEntrick. Join me in the free Fantasy DGen Slack chat. And give a rate and review on the podcast MLB DFS Quick Hits on iTunes. I would truly appreciate it. Your season-long fantasy baseball at Benched with Bubba, recorded with Vlad Sedler on Tuesday. That is out episode 376. Record 377 on Thursday with MLB Moving Average, Big John Stud. But all the goodies are there. Check me on Twitter at PDentric. Good luck on your Wednesday, June 10th slate. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.